Megan Matheny, WAVE's Director of Planning and Development, says the authority is using this year's increased state funding to pull elderly and disabled passengers off of a waiting list to use its transportation assistance program. She says WAVE hopes to also be able to appease people who may soon have a harder time reaching the beach communities, Cape Fear Community College, and the VA clinic. At next week's WAVE board meeting, Matheny says the authority will likely decide to hold off on reducing any services until after the October 3rd meeting.
Because we don't know, the county could come back and say, we'll forgive your loan and we will fund you the X amount. And if they say that, then, you know, we will be able to sustain our current level of service.
Matheny says, however, that she has no idea what to expect from the county commissioners come October 3rd. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.